Good afternoon. Showers will continue to move through interior New York and New England from south to north. Some locations will get a break for about an hour or two. Still, though, a persistent easterly fetch will keep cloudy and damp weather in place. Then rain will move back into the picture later in the afternoon and last through the evening. With the chilly breeze off of the Atlantic, temperatures today will only manage to get into the lower to mid-50s in most places. More clouds and showers tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle developing with low temperatures back into the 40s. Clearing will be slow to occur. In fact, tomorrow we'll have a lot of clouds, showers, and some fog and drizzle in the morning. But as that low tracks slowly to the north and east of Cape Cod during the day, we may have some brighter spots and even some breaks of sunshine, especially in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and gradually through the eastern part of New York by the end of the day, while it looks like New England will probably remain cloudy for the entire day, keeping temperatures in the 50s, where we do get some sunshine tomorrow, highs back into the lower 60s. A dry day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, warmer mid-70s before another front approaches on Friday. This one will bring us a scattered shower or thunderstorm with highs staying in the 70s. Right now, it looks like that front will stall out over top of us on Saturday and Sunday, keeping at least the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the forecast for the weekend. But right now, it looks mostly dry with highs in the lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that same storm off the Carolina coast only slowly moving north will reach Long Island late tomorrow. With that strong onshore flow, plenty of moisture remaining available for the continuation of steady and at times heavy rainfall for the Carolinas into Virginia, and flood watches remain in effect for these areas. Meanwhile, a front extending from the upper Great Lakes to the southern high plains will produce freezing rain and snow tonight. A winter storm watch is in effect for the Arrowhead of Minnesota, where 1 to 3 inches of snow and some ice will build up. And the Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northeastern Oklahoma to western Missouri. Thunderstorms capable of large hail and damaging wind are expected to develop across this region late today and continue into tonight. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 23 at Lake Yellowstone, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, breezy, raw, showers in the mid-50s. Boston, cloudy and breezy, with showers remaining raw with highs around 50. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the lower to mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 63 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 2009, and the record low, 23, in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:58 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:49 p.m., 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Thickening clouds with showers moving in today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with showers, areas of fog and drizzle tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, breezy, and raw with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight. Also, areas of fog and drizzle, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy, breezy, and raw with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight. Also, areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy, breezy, raw with showers today and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy, raw today with showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. More rain tonight, also areas of fog and drizzle with lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers in the morning, fog and drizzle, perhaps some late-day sun, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-70s Thursday, mid to upper 70s with a scattered shower or thunderstorm Friday, and a chance of a shower or thunderstorm over the weekend with highs both days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.